welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 26. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with the band Shut Your Eyes and You'll Burst Into Flames, impossibly titled band, with the song Amputee Smile. I found that on a Dance to the Radio compilation that came out in February of this year. That band is from Leeds, and the label Dance to the Radio is from somewhere in the UK. That compilation is called What We All Want. It's about 20 bands, and they're all incredible. Definitely worth checking out that compilation, and it was worth the transatlantic shipping fees for me, actually. This week, I've got a variety of punka rocka for you, really. I had a lot of folks tell me last week they really enjoyed the show because it was a return to indie pop. Sadly, it just doesn't work that way. You get to hear whatever it is that I buy that week, and sometimes I get a wild hair, and I'll just, go on a tangent and buy something entirely non-indie rock, and you have to suffer through it with me. That's the way the show works. So we're going to start things off here with a band that you probably know, but probably only know one song by. The band is Wall of Voodoo, an LA band. I'm going to play something off of Dark Continent, which is the band's first album. It came out in 1981 on A&M Records, and I finally found it on CD. I ended up paying like $30 for it, but it's been long out of print. I'm going to go ahead and play the first song on the CD. This song is called Red Light, and for those of you familiar with the band through Mexican radio, you'll hear many of the same pieces there, but this album is still ahead of its time, I think. It's got post-punk and new wave melded in a way that nobody else has, with big yowls and fun guitars and so many backing noises. Anyway, you've really overlooked Wall of Voodoo if all you know is Mexican radio. So let's go ahead and play this. This is Red Light.
Stuff you want, you can put your blood from the tips of his fingers. Looking at dead skin, gobbled waste. Nervous whispers by a saltwater rivers. It is the essence of fingerprint taste. He sucks his hands to see what he's done now. Out to the light to see where he's been. A silhouette of disfigured fingers. It's not enough for this man to sing. God bless the land, the feet on his body. Must have a cease, you see our plight. This kind of self-serving delinquents is a message that I advocate. Moving down now, well past the fingers. Carving cannons through softer parts of the cake. A culinary cannibal who doesn't need a manual to produce a picture of the perfect steak. He's biting deep, well past his resistance. Blood and body, Christ would be proud. Self-sacrifice is holy communion. Just gotta keep from screaming too loud. God bless the man who feeds on his body. What's on the feast, you see on a plate. It's a movement that I advocate. God bless the land, feeds on his body. With silver seats, you see on a plate. This kind of self-serving delinquents is a movement that I advocate.
That traveled around enough for you. We started things off there with Wall of Voodoo with the song Red Light from 1981. Los Angeles band there mixing post-punk and new wave and lots of odd noises and lovely synthesizer bits. And then traveled to Bristol in the UK. In 1979, we played the pop group song She Is Beyond Good and Evil. Pop group, definitely one of the first post-punk bands, heavy on syncopation and rhythm and very challenging, though very rewarding, I think, if you can get through the headaches are worth it. And then we jumped all the way to 2005 here in Boston, Mass, to a band called Madman Films with their own take on post-punk. Certainly herky-jerky there, and with a midsection and a double time that sounds almost like the Dead Kennedys, so figure that one out. The song we played was Culinary Cannibal. That's off the Black Power EP. That's just a self-released album, I believe. I saw the band opening for Ted Leo in a last-minute fill an empty slot sort of spot here in town, and definitely blew me away. Probably the highlight of the night. Certainly beat the hell out of Duke Spirit and Les Oss. All right, coming up is out of the post-punk and directly into the punk. When I hunted down the Wall of Voodoo, I think, it kind of got me thinking of some other bands, English punk bands that I enjoyed, and I went back and picked up some of the re-releases that have come out in the last few years with bonus tracks and things to replace my vinyl, which, as we discovered last week, just doesn't get any love from me anymore. So we're going to start things here with The Damned. Obviously, been around forever and ever. First UK punk band to put out a record. And definitely don't have the love that The Clash or The Pistols get, but deserve every bit as much love. So we're going to play a song called Anti-Pope.
Tonight, spreading news around the town. Let them think it's a transvestite. We'll finish.
three punk rock ditties there for you. We started off with The Damned, the song Anti-Pope, on their album Machine Gun Etiquette. I think that was like their third album, and they just lost their major songwriter, and they kind of broke up and reformed. And not only were they the first UK band to put out an album, they were the first one to break up and the first one to reform. And anyway, one of the many, many times that happened. A London band, of course. That album has the big hit Smash It Up, but I figured everyone was sick to death of that song, and Anti-Pope's a great song. After that, I played another London band from a few years later. The band is The Business. The song I played was Gutter Snipe from their album Suburban Rebels. Originally came out in 1983, I believe, on Secret Records, though it's been re-released a number of times, including, I think, this version that I played from 2003 or so. Just bonus tracks. I don't think anything special was remixed or remastered or anything like that. And then we ended things off with Manchester's The Buzzcocks, who certainly were around in 1978, but this is from their March of 2006 recording, Flat Pack Philosophy. Played the song Soul Survival there by Pete Shelley. That album is not so good. I had high hopes, and some of the reviews were really good, and some of the reviews were iffy. I definitely give it an iffy. It's got a few songs on it that are pretty good, but none that are great, and certainly the band will never be able to live up to their legacy of their singles and singles going steady, and it's sad for them. The good news is when you see them live, they are still wonderful, and they do play all those old songs, and they haven't lost a step. So do catch them live. Maybe skip this album unless you're a big fan. Yeah, live. I have a great story about seeing them live, actually. I might as well tell it. It was probably 1990, maybe 1991, and the Buzzcocks were playing in a club called Jake's, later renamed Mars, in Bloomington, Indiana. And it was a 21-plus show, and I was not 21-plus, so my roommate and I headed over to the show, and we tried to sneak in with the Poster Children, who are the opening band, by carrying their gear, but that didn't work. It did, however, mark my obsession with Rose from Poster Children and the great love that I carry for her today. But anyway, so we didn't get in. However, we sat at the side door and with our eyes shoved through the crack so we could watch the band play, and we saw the Buzzcocks play that way. And despite the fact it was like, you know, 30 degrees outside or something like that, and we were dancing in the cold with one eye stuck to a crack of a door, it was a great show. And afterwards, as the Poster Kids were loading out, we got somebody to bring us in to see the band, and we got them to record a one-liner for our radio show there on WQAX in Bloomington, Indiana. And Pete said, like, this is Pete Shelley from the Buzzcocks, and we think the drinking laws in the state suck. But yeah, all the same, it was a great show, and I saw it with one eye. Looking at the clock, my show's about over here, so I've got one more track for you, and it's going to kind of follow the same path of the rest of the show, I think. I'm going to play something by the Television Personalities off of their new album, My Dark Places. Came out on Domino Records on March 21st of this year. The song I'm going to play is No More I Hate Yous, and it sums up a lot about the Television Personalities. I don't know if you know the history, and I mean, they basically were Kings Row, or he, Dan Tracy, is pretty much the Television Personalities. But, you know, growing up in London, Kings Row, during the height of punk rock, and, you know, Malcolm McLaren and Vivian Westwood and the Pistols and all that, very much contemporaries. Dan continued to release albums, continued to toil in obscurity with the exception of Part-Time Punks, which was a bit of a hit for him, I guess. Anyway, he disappeared from the scene and then was actually presumed dead. Nobody had heard from him for a long time. He was living a life of drugs and crime, and it landed him on a prison boat. And so he saw his name, Googled his name, found a group about him. They were like, whatever happened to him? And he wrote and said, I'm not dead, I'm just in jail. And when he got out, he decided he wanted to make a new album, and actually decided why he was in, he wanted to make a new album, and got folks together, and Domino Records put it out. And the album is, as the title suggests, My Dark Places, a very intimate look at where he's been and what he's been through and where he wants to go and who he wants to be. And that's what this song kind of sums up, you know, moving on, forgiving and growing up and setting his sights right and making apologies. And, you know, I don't, maybe there's some 12 steps in there, who knows. But we're going to end the show with this. You've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast, number 26. You can find Too Much Rock online at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. And, yeah, no more I hate yous from the television personalities. Thanks for listening.
You asked me to make a record of my voice. Well, here it is.
There's no more I hate yous. That's all in the past. Something went wrong, but it always does. Good things never last. I know you think I was stupid. Maybe I was trying to be. It went wrong, old Pete Tong. Whatever, but I'll always be here. Tried to buy you flowers.
Tried to buy me flowers.
I was no good at that.
You were no good at that.
Occasionally I bought you chocolates. You moaned and said, you're trying to make me fat. What can you do? What can you do? It's all gone. You're still there. I swear, now there's no more I hate yous. There's no more I hate yous.
I'm still here.
No more, where have you been? Forgetting to telephone you from some foreign country.
Never called me.
All the boys in pasty shirts and pretty girls in miniskirts. Never last. I was trying to be clever, but guys never are. You've got scars.
Got scars.
I've got scars.
Got scars.
At least we got something.